Yeah, the Ranger that I'm looking at, it does everything that the Striker does, except that it has more control over the power, and it has a max of 450 watts.
Nice. Well, radios are like cars and guns, you know, everybody has their preference and everybody will talk up what they've got and, you know, talk down the other stuff. But, you know, ultimately it's just a matter of personal choice and, you know, each application and what you're going to do with them.
Yeah, well, I got nothing bad to say about the Strikers. Everything I've seen or read about them, everything seems to be positive. I've never had any experience with the Striker brand or the Striker radios. I know which one he's recommending, and everything I've read about it, it seems like it's a great radio, and it is a whole lot cheaper than the Ranger that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I was in his shack. He's got a couple of them. I was pretty impressed for what they are. I was like, you know, I might actually end up buying one of these. And, you know, ironically, I didn't want to spend the money, but then I bought the SDS-100, which that's not a cheap scanner. I was kind of surprised, but, you know, they hold their value, thankfully.
Yeah, radios tend to do that. I actually put a camera and a solar setup in the little shed that my old realistic Navajo was in, and I looked at the back of the shed, what it was going to take to dig that thing out, and I thought for almost 10 seconds about digging it out before I went, oh, hell no, it's way too hot for me to be digging all of that crap out to get all the way to that back corner.
Yeah, it gets difficult to move stuff around. Anyways, I got to make some phone calls for work, so nice chatting with you today, Abe. I hope you enjoy the rest of this beautiful sunny day, and I will catch up with you later. WRTQ 274, I'll be clear on your final.
You have yourself a wonderful day, too, Jen. It was good talking to you. WSGR 331, clear and monitoring.